Now if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boy, what would you say you're going to do with him?
You're going to have him castrated.
Right. Okay, would you use the same term for a horse, a calf, or a tomcat?
No.
Tomcat? I never heard of that.
No.
That's cruel. Noise made by a calf when it is being weaned. You said the calf began to...
Blake.
Or? Blake's correct, but any other names?
I don't know another one.
Howl, Blair, Cry, Blake, Blake, Blat, Blake, Bella?
Bellow, I've heard bellow.
You know the connection?
The cow's bellow more than...
Yeah, okay.
The calf's Blake.
The gentle noise made by a cow during feeding time. The cow began to...
Bellow?
The gentle noise. The cattle are blanking so deep in the fields or whatever.
Grazing? The noise?
Yeah, the noise. Opposite of high is?
Low.
Okay.
Lowing.
Lowing, okay.
Yeah, they low.
Yeah. Would you use low in place of moo or in preference to moo? Would you ever say low yourself?
I believe I would say low.
I think I would too. Gentle noises that a horse makes. The horse began to...
Snort?
Gentle noise. Mr. Ed or something.
Yeah. I don't know what it's called, but I can't call it.
Uh-huh. Ever heard of knicker, wicker, winner?
Knicker, I've heard knicker.
Really, knicker?
Knicker instead of winner.
Yeah. What about winner, winker, or laugh?
We did have laugh and Ed horse, didn't we?
That's right. Oh. You've got some horses, mules, cows, and so forth. Now, when they are getting hungry, you have to go out and blank the cattle. Satisfy their hunger. Okay, fine. Let's see. What would you do the same to fowls? If you had a bunch of hungry fowls, you would blank the fowls.
Fowls.
Yeah. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a blank.
Setting
hen, right. Ever heard of hatching hen, cluck, brooder, or broody hen?
I've heard of brooder.
Yeah, I have too. The place where they live, is it just a little rude shelter built out in the open for little chicks to run out of the rain in?
It's a coop.
Yeah, coop. Yeah. Describe it.
It would have an enclosure with a little door to go in and out and top.
Big difference between a coop and a chicken house.
Chicken house is big and has several chickens in it. The coop is supposed to be intended for the mother and the baby chicks.
So chicken house is more related to agribusiness and all the rest of that.
Yes.
Okay. When you eat one, let's see, what do you call that bone which is shaped kind of like a horseshoe that you pull?
Pulley bone.
Pulley bone, okay. We call it wishbone or lucky bone?
Wishbone.
Yeah. Pull bone?
Pull bone and wishbone.
Okay. What do you call the inside part of the chicken that you eat? The liver, the heart, the gizzard, the chicken. The insides of the chicken. The liver, the heart, the gizzard. Collective noun. It's a comprehensive term for edible insides of a chicken. I don't have it in my vocabulary either. Don't worry.
I've never heard of parsley?
Parsley?
I've never heard it.
What about such a term for pigs or calves or anything? There's one we know for chicken. Chitlins?
That's
intestines.
That's dog. I mean, hogs.
Oh, is it?
Chitlins is made from intestines.
Okay, sorry.
Of hogs.
Is there a term like that for calves?
No.
Okay. The part you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausages to is?
Entrails.
Or, what would you say?
Intestines.
Yeah, intestines. Ever call them chitterlings?